Strong yet lightweight material woven from carbon. Professional hockey players have their graphite sticks custom made. Each player has the curve and angle of the blade tailored to precise specifications that he believes enhances performance on the ice. To construct the stick's hollow shaft, workers layer 15 sheets of graphite, each in a different direction, to make the shaft uniformly rigid. Heat-activated resin molds the layers together. This machine, called a flex tester, measures how much force it takes to bend the shaft 2.5 centimeters. If the force is within a certain range, the shaft has the correct degree of stiffness for that model. The blade starts with a plastic core. In the center, there's a piece of hard foam wrapped in graphite. It absorbs the impact of the puck. Later, they'll mold the core to the shaft, but for now, they glue and clamp them together. When the glue dries, they cover the core in a graphite sock. The sock's fibers run diagonally. The fibers of subsequent layers run in other directions, building a combination of crisscrossed fibers that creates uniform stiffness throughout the blade. Now the core goes into a glue applicator. This heat-activated plastic resin permeates the graphite. Once it cures, it'll fortify the material. The next two layers of graphite are strips. On one, the fibers run vertically. On the other, they run diagonally. They're stiffer because they've already had a resin application. They run through the glue applicator and go onto the core. This is how the factory builds its graphite blades, whether mass-producing amateur sticks or making a few special-order sticks for a pro player. At this point, retail sticks head into large-scale, automated production. Workers continue making pro sticks by hand. Initially, they produce a customized wooden mold for each player's stick and give it an identification number to prevent mix-ups. They install this two-piece mold on a press. The press shapes the blade to the player's precise specifications for the face or vertical angle and the curve. This molding process also compresses the graphite layers into a single unit and bonds the blade to the shaft permanently. The plastic bag over the blade prevents excess resin from oozing all over the press. Using a router, they profile the blade to a specific shape. Each pro player orders his own personal template. It can be any shape, provided it abides by NHL regulations. Maximum curve, 19 millimeters, maximum height, 7.6 centimeters, and maximum length, 30 centimeters. Now, a good sanding, and a thorough buffing. They dip the blades in urethane, a colorless coating that fills in tiny imperfections on the surface. Once that dries, a machine sprays silver paint at the base of the shaft. Finally, another coat of urethane to seal and protect the paint. For the retail market, this company mass produces 6 models of graphite hockey sticks in a right-handed and left-handed version. They all have the same blade shape, but different curves. You can peel off the removable model name decal and write your own name on the shaft instead. Not nearly as personalized as a made-to-order pro stick, but at least you won't leave the arena with someone else's hockey stick by mistake.
not. I know what